Local elections are approaching in New Brunswick in May, which will include 10 councillor positions and the position of mayor in St John, as well as a number of other positions in communities in the region outside the city. Applications for nominees open this week on Monday, March 23rd, and a number of candidates have already submitted their nomination papers, including two so far for mayor of St John. Local 107.3 FM spoke with New Brunswick's Chief Electoral Officer, Kim Poffenroth, about the process for prospective candidate nominations and the importance of getting involved in the democratic process on the local level.
So the upcoming elections, which are being held on May 11th, are to fill local government council positions across the province. So that's for mayors and councillors. We're also electing members to rural district advisory committees. So for those New Brunswickers who aren't in an incorporated municipality, they have the opportunity to vote for advisory members on those committees. And then finally, we're also electing district education counselors across the province for both the Anglophone and Francophone education sectors. Any eligible voter in the province, so if you're a Canadian citizen who's 18 years of age or older, and you've been resident in the province for 40 days, that makes you an eligible elector. So let's use for an example the city of St. John. If somebody wants to run for council in the city of St. John, they also have to have lived in the municipality of St. John for 6 months as of election day on May 11th. And then in addition, so a municipality like St. John is divided into wards. So it has both at-large councillors. So that would be individuals, as long as they're residing anywhere in the city of St. John for those 6 months, they can run. But for the individual wards, then you actually have to be living in the ward that you want to represent on the day you submit your nomination papers.
And so can you tell us a little bit about the process of nominations, what people need to do? What people need in place basically to become a nominee, to be a candidate?
So nominations opened on Monday, March 23rd. That's when our returning offices across the province opened to the public. Individuals who are interested in being candidates, first thing they should do is go to our website, electionsnb.ca, and download a nomination kit. And that has both the nomination papers that need to be completed and a lot of information that they will find useful. So in addition to making sure that they're actually eligible to run as a candidate for the position they're interested in, most importantly on that paper, you need to have 10 nominators who are eligible to vote for you support your nomination. So you need to get signatures from 10 people. So in the case of somebody who's running for either mayor or an at-large councillor, as long as they are resident in the city of St. John as of election day, they'll be able to be a nominator for you and also be an eligible elector. Once again, at least 18 years of age as of election day. So somebody who's 17 today but will turn 18 before election day can be a nominator, and they have to be a Canadian citizen and resident for those 40 days in New Brunswick as of election day. If you're running for a ward councillor, the individual also has to be a resident of the ward in which you wish to be a councillor as of election day. We do recommend that people get more than the minimum 10 nominators, just in case when they submit their nomination papers, it turns out that one of the nominators wasn't eligible for some reason. Perhaps they aren't living in the ward that you're running for. So the returning officer is going to go through those nomination papers and make sure everything is in order. They're going to verify that the nominators are eligible electors for you as a candidate. So it's important to have more than 10 nominators, just in case there is an issue there. And then those need to be submitted to the local returning officer no later than 2 p.m. on April 10th. And that's a hard deadline. If somebody walks into a returning office at 2:01 p.m., the returning officer is not going to be able to accept their nomination papers. And in order to determine where your returning office is, you can go to our website again, electionsnb.ca, for the St. John area. For the city of St. John and other surrounding communities, including Fundy Shores, Fundy St. Martins, and Grand Bay Westfield, is at 50 Dexter Drive. That's St. Mark's United Church in St. John. And then if you have listeners that are in the Quispamsis or Rothsay area, we have another returning officer whose office will be at the Qplex in Quispamsis. So in the city of St. John, you will be electing a mayor, obviously, and then there's two councillors at large. So those are individuals that will represent the entire city. And then the city's divided into four wards, and each of those wards elects two councillors. So that's 10 councillors and the mayor.
For people who are kind of maybe thinking about it, why is it an important thing getting involved on in politics at this level?
Well, it's really important that a municipal council, whether it's the City of St. John or one of the other councils across the province, that they're representative of the people in that community. So it's important to have as many different people from different backgrounds and represent different perspectives in order to guide your city into the future. The city council, although I can't get into specifics of, the day-to-day activities of a councillor, they do make important decisions about the direction for a municipality. Decisions that impact, your friends, neighbors, your family. It's things from policing, fire, recreational facilities, emergency planning, all these sort of things. So council guides the strategic direction for a municipality. And I think in order to have a healthy democracy, it really is important to have a diverse group of people that represent the citizens, but also that the voters have choice when they go into the voting station, that they actually have an opportunity to make their choice about whom they want to represent them. Because we do have in municipal elections often a lot of acclamations, which means just the number of people have run as candidates that are vacant positions. And that means the voters themselves didn't have a choice. So I think it's really important to get involved if you're passionate about your community, you're interested in what your community is going to look like in the future, whether that's 1 year down the road or 10 years down the road. It's important to get involved and have your voice heard. It's really important that people vote. And in addition to voting on May 11th, which is Election Day, advance voting will be on Saturday, May 2nd, and Monday, May 4th, and the polls are open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Cove for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.